Welcome again to Highly Questionable. Izzy Gutierrez is right over here. Right. I'm always doing that. I don't understand which
right
way I'm
here,
supposed to. He's right here, right next
here.
To me. L. Dunkton is in a janitor's closet somewhere in Bristol, Connecticut, at the height of the show business ladder. Izzy, what do you like on the show today?
The Zion Williamson tease begins officially.
Yes, let's do it.
Is Doc Rivers or LeBron James right about load management?
We're all here for the Clippers and the Lakers not liking each other, right? LeBron James had the perfect quote to pander to the customer when he said he is obligated to the children to play every night. And obviously that's not the way that the Clippers are doing it. And Doc Rivers was asked about that. And here's what he had to say.
It's our philosophy. I don't know what theirs are. You know, I think theirs is whatever LeBron says it is, to be honest.
That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense to me. But, no, I think I like what we're doing. I think it's the smart thing to do. And, you know, who knows? We'll see at the end.
I feel like we all know that Mark Cuban is a pretty smart person and he knows how to make some investments. When he's out here telling you, never mind about my customers. I believe in the science and the doctors of load management. I believe you don't run yourself into the ground. That guy's got a vested interest in protecting his investments. When he puts his name on that, I tend to follow the guy who can see into the future a little bit.
And furthermore, Dan, I agree with you. I think what LeBron said certainly made programmers like ESPN and those that sell tickets quite happy. But Doc Rivers has a vested interest in making sure that he gets results. In fact, his job is contingent on it. So his one main goal is to get to June as healthy as possible. And also, side note, like, who doesn't do whatever the face of their franchise says to do? Do you think that anyone in Philly is telling Gritty what to do?
Well, it's interesting, too. If you look at LeBron and look at everything about him, his style, everything kind of says, yeah, I'm getting a little older. The shorts are getting a little older. He's wearing the cap in practices. He looks like Uncle LeBron a lot of the time. And this is very much old school thinking. This is what everybody wants to hear. This is what Doc Rivers, if he were to be honest, would tell you, hey, in the 80s and 90s, this is the way we played. But if you see that sigh from Doc Rivers and you see the long breath after, hey, we'll see. It's just him giving in. It's just him accepting that this is what Kawhi Leonard needs and the new NBA is going to be doing. But he knows it's all about later. He knows it's all about the playoffs. He's just dealing with this as it comes. And throw a nice jab at LeBron and the Lakers while you're at it.
I love that we're talking about 80s and 90s basketball, because if you want to berate today's athlete for being soft, you would use the picture of Larry Bird and say, this is the way that you do it. He doesn't understand anything about load management, which ignores, of course, that he spent the last three seasons of his career on the floor, on his stomach, with an ice pack on his lower back.
We would have had so much more Larry Bird if we just had load management back then.
Are you with Jerry Jones that Troy Aikman would be just like him as an owner?
We've never had an owner quite like Jerry Jones, who does things like this, just goes on the radio all the time and makes news saying things. 105.3 The Fan in Dallas.
Now, I would wager that if he did that to buy the team, he would do it exactly like I do it. I would wager that, because you just want to ultimately, with that much on the line and that much at stake, you want to break any ties and make the calls. It's a misnomer to think that I throw darts and just say, we'll do it this way, that way. I've never done that, but as I've said many times, I've never not made the ultimate decision.
The reason Jerry Jones is being asked this question is because Troy Aikman is again saying he's got a renewed interest in being a general manager, but also saying he wouldn't want to work with someone like Jerry Jones. And I'm less interested in that than I am in the idea that Troy Aikman has a really cushy job right now in broadcasting. The idea that he would want to go to paperwork to 18 hours a day because he sees what John Lynch did in San Francisco suggests to me that he would be the kind of competition-aholic who would want all the rights over his decisions. It'd be real hard for these two to work together.
Well, what he's essentially telling you, Troy Aikman anyway, by saying that, hey, I would love to be a GM, but I wouldn't want the owner lording over me, forcing me to make my decisions. Well, it's what Jerry's saying exactly. If he had the ability to own a team, he would instead skip the GM position, own the team, and do exactly that. And this is where Jerry Jones is in this enviable position. Everybody wants to criticize him. Who else wouldn't do it this way? I mean, you are the billionaire. You get your toy. You want to play with it. You don't want to be sitting there and delegating and leaving it in the hands of other people. It is your life achievement. I bought an NFL team. I bought the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to do with them whatever I want.
And on top of that, let's be real, it worked for Jerry Jones, albeit decades ago. I mean, it's not exactly like he's Dan Snyder. Jerry Jones knows how to put a team together. In fact, they are undefeated at being the best team on paper every single year. Deference is an Arthur Blank, and I think deference is why someone like an Arthur Blank will never win the Super Bowl. The biggest issue for me with Jerry Jones is that he would rather be a middling team and have a yes man holding the clipboard than someone that will actually challenge him. So if you want that proxy in the locker room, you're going to get it. But with that being said, you're still going to win your division with 7 or 8 wins every single year.
I feel like L really took out poor Arthur Blank, who was minding his own business, staying out of the spotlight. That guy was up 28-3 in the Super Bowl, and you just announced that he'll never win that way.
Yeah. Well, you know, because he deferred. He let Kyle Shanahan continue to throw the ball. Run the ball!
Oh, okay.
Kyle,
okay.
Run the
okay,
ball!
There you go.
Is Tom Brady officially washed now that he wasn't chosen for the Pro Bowl for the first time since 2008?
All right, officially now, notarized now, even though for the last 9 weeks he has aged the way you would expect any quarterback who is 42 throughout the history of both the league and aging to have aged. Yes, of course, some of this has caught up to him, as has losing Josh Gordon, losing Antonio Brown, losing Rob Gronkowski, and it can be the one criticism you file of Bill Belichick in his career, never getting him good skill position, talent that was drafted. He could do it through free agency, but other than Gronk, they really didn't develop the weapons that would help him age now the way that he needs. He's not officially washed. He's just a more pedestrian quarterback than he used to be. And now we can finally say it, even though all of us are scared to actually say it, that this is what the decline looks like.
Well, actually, I never associate Tom Brady with the Pro Bowl because he doesn't ever seem to actually play in it. He's playing in the Super Bowls all the time. And I think this is just sort of a landmark for him in his career. Hey, oh, they think I'm washed now. Watch me go out here for another 8 seasons. But here's the truth is I watch those games and I don't see a Tom Brady that's significantly worse than even 2 years ago. I see a receiving corps, Dan, that's not nearly as good as it's been since he's been there and obviously need to be a little bit better as he ages. But again, looking at those games, I see guys that aren't open. I see guys that are drops. I see him looking for Edelman all the time and sometimes finding him. And when he does it, it's because there's two people on him. I don't think this season is a referendum on Tom Brady, which is crazy. 42 years old. He still might win the Super Bowl, and we'll all reset this whole thing all over again.
That's the only bowl he cares about, right? I do find there to be a bit of irony, though, that the first time in a long time it looks like he might actually be able to play in the Pro Bowl, he's not going to be able to play in the Pro Bowl. Am I crazy for thinking that this sort of legitimizes the Pro Bowl? Yes, the same Pro Bowl that just a few years ago rewarded David Gerrard for throwing 15 touchdowns in 16 games. Listen, we all know that it's a big, fat joke, but my biggest concern about not naming him a Pro Bowler is that Tom Brady, who despite everything that he's done in his career, is always looking for some chip on his shoulder, some reason to feel put upon, for some reason to feel like he's on a revenge tour, and I feel like they have given him the ticket to just that.
I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, Mitch Trubisky was in the Pro Bowl last year. That doesn't legitimize the Pro Bowl. But think about for a second what it is to feel like David Gerrard today. You're minding your own business. You're walking past the television and this woman in a janitor's closet in Bristol just sideswipes you.
Show me the lie, Craig. 15 touchdowns in 16 games. What?
Here's the lie. It's Gerrard.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
Let's go,
Kawhi. Leonard.
Oh, no. Did he just get load managed? Is that what that was?
This person gets hurt or these people get hurt. Oh!
Ow!
Oh! Oh! Jesus. That.
I'm waiting.
Hey! There we go. Totally all fine. He's just going to
ride off.
Oh,
that was for attention.
I was scared for a little bit.
Questionable is broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami.
Do you question if we should stop doing this to Aaron Baines?
In the history of this league, there have not been a lot of human beings who look like Aaron Baines does. He is square, he's a bit barbarian, and he continues to try to block people.
He loves it so much, Dan.
These are just a montage of things like this we have done to Aaron Baines over the years. He keeps trying. And here, that's not going to go well. Okay, that was a foul. That was a bit of a victory for Aaron Baines.
John Morant.
Right. And that's John Morant. So after all of that, we're going to do it again. Ouch. Look out, Ja. Again, we're going to do it to him.
Kawhi
Leonard.
Oh, no. Did he just get load managed? Is that what that was?
Oh.
Look, here's my thing. Whatever coach continues to say we're going to play this switching defense and get Aaron Baines stuck out here against all the... They should stop or they should, possibly get fined, maybe not lose their job. But come on, man. Like, Aaron Baines is becoming a national joke because of this. Save him.
Aaron Baines is basically me as a kid playing, like, Mike Tyson Punch-Out. No matter what I did, I was going to die in the end. I thought he was dead last week after what Ja did to him. So essentially what Kawhi did was break the ankles of a ghost. Markedly impressive.
Can I see that again? Are we being unfair to the clumsy Aaron Baines because Kawhi stepped on his foot illegally?
I mean,
No, we're not.
It's a thing, Dan. No, you can't get anything. A push-off, Russell? No. Michael Jordan made the last shot. That's
not
what
being unfair.
Do you question the severity of this?
This is what we do best. Questioning the severity of injuries. Let's see how this person gets hurt or these people get hurt.
Ow.
Jesus. That
is waiting.
Hey, there we go. Yeah. Totally all fine. He's just going to run off.
Oh, that was for attention.
I was scared for a little bit.
Okay, yeah, no, he's got internal bleeding.
Oh, Jesus, internal bleeding is where we're going.
This is full concussion. Yeah. I mean.
Oh, is he going to keep driving and now drive into something else?
Oh, my God. Please.
He's just leaving.
Okay.
He's gone.
Oh, totally fine. No problem.
Wait a second.
Totally fine.
I mean, this is clearly a concussion.
Oh, my God.
If you're asking us to question the severity of this, you don't need to be a doctor to recognize that man woke up, had no idea where he was, and said, I'm going to get out of here.
The best thing, though, is that the person in the van, like, what were you waiting on? They never got out. They were just kind of chilling, like, I guess we're just going to see how this goes. Not going to check on him. If he gets up and rides away, then we're all good. Nothing to see here.
You know what, Dan? I've actually been on this show long enough that I can honestly say I've seen someone get up from worse.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Look, this is horrifying.
That's out of an action movie. This man is a stuntman. He doesn't even know it.
Oh.
He's fine.
Wait, who was at fault there?
The bus was at fault there, Al. What part of that? Yeah. What do you mean? Who was at fault there?
Did you used to be an insurance adjuster?
I mean, was he in the street? Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah.
The bus that was reckless and out of control and nearly hit a pole. It was the bus, Al. You need
the vehicle
to see it
that
again.
Went up on the sidewalk and hit the
Now, here, maybe you're not sure. Let's maybe we didn't make this clear enough. Who's at fault here? Maybe let's see this again here so Al can see that
let's
this
see.
Man clearly.
Yeah, it's an open and shut case, Al.
Like, who can really know? There are two sides to every story. No one talked to the bus.
I would not want you on my jury.
Highly questionable. This broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami.
Time to play the game that Betts L wishes she was down in Miami with us. See? Oh, no.
You tell us what's on television. L has terrible
I
timing.
Did it I think, again.
I think she was practicing right before we started.
Yes. Tonight on ESPN, Heat and 76ers.
Yeah, this is an interesting game. And the Miami Heat have a guy who's up and coming, Bam Adebayo. A lot of people are learning that name. Joel Embiid, that's a nice matchup between extraterrestrials that represent the evolution of the sport. And here's Charles Barkley talking about Bam Adebayo.
Watching Miami play, this kid, Bam Adebayo, is a monster.
But Joel Embiid is a little bit more of a monster. Izzy, are you intrigued?
Yeah, he's a monster in all areas of the court, but the Miami Heat aren't great at protecting the rim, and that kind of shows a lot. This one's going to be really interesting. The last time they were in Philly got blown out, but it was the second night of a back-to-back. Have a little bit of an excuse. Anytime Jimmy Butler goes back there, everybody should be watching.
Elle, are you intrigued?
see. I love this idea that most people thought that Jimmy Butler went to Miami just because he was like a big fan of 11. And nonetheless, they're actually contending. They are sneaky one of the best teams in the East, which isn't saying much. But I'm still watching tonight.
What's with the color of that card? Yeah. I don't understand why we've got, again, budget cards for you in the janitor's closet in Bristol.
Because not only are we in a janitor's closet, we don't have color printers here either.
Oh, wow, really? Wow. Worldwide leader in sports, baby.
Tonight on ESPN2, number 21, Tennessee and Cincinnati.
All right, Cincinnati, last time out. Let's check in with them because they were playing against Colgate. The game is tied, and there are 8 seconds remaining in the game. 8 seconds.
Now, Cincinnati, can they win it?
Oh, that is not...
That guy's a really big fan of overtime, I think.
What just happened there? Wait a minute. A foul? Oh, my God. So they're going to lose the game because it's a foul. Now there was time left on the clock. They flatly lose the game that way because there was a foul call. Look at that. Shock from the face of Izzy. Are you intrigued, Izzy?
I mean, God. You are going to get reprimanded so badly. How many sprints do you have to run? You actually didn't know the time, and you lose the game anyway.
L, how about you? Are you intrigued?
C, because you know what they say. You're not going to just roll the ball out in whatever city Colgate is located in and think you're going to walk out with a win.
I thought you said a word other than city. I was about to say, hey, Elle, you can't say that. I know it's cable, but no, she said city, people.
City. City. City part of town.
Streaming on The Ringer, the BS podcast.
Oh, two bitter Bostonians. Bill Simmons feeding Kevin Garnett all of these lies about what the Boston Celtics were before the Miami Heat dismantled them. Here's Kevin Garnett buying the lies.
2012, yes. The famous season that's commemorated in this movie.
Yes.
Derrick Rose gets hurt.
Wow.
Philly, Boston all of a sudden seems like, oh, whoever gets out of this. Miami, who knows? Miami hasn't won the title yet. Celts get through Philly. Rondo's making threes.
He was getting better.
But those were clutch major threes.
He was getting better.
Going to the Miami series, 2-2 at Miami game five.
Right.
Celts win in Miami. And they're talking all kinds of shit to LeBron. All kinds of that whole game. Correct or incorrect? You're trying to get in his head. You feel like you can break LeBron at this point.
We broke LeBron.
In game five.
So get your out of here with that, all right? You understand how you got the Cleveland, how you got the Miami, Bill? You remember
that's
that?
True. You broke them in 2010.
Okay, so remember that, all right? Fair enough. Stop bringing that up, all right?
Fair enough.
So they was talking shit to him, okay? The media and the league knew that they had an agenda in which we wasn't part of the agenda. You understand? Right. And that's how they ended up winning that series. Yeah, I said it.
I feel like he's had a lot of conversations like that that have him saying, you understand, and then not waiting for an answer and saying, right. That was Adam Sandler contributing nothing to that clip. Izzy, are you intrigued?
You really want to listen to Kevin Garnett when he's got the crazy big eyes going. Yes. That's when you really want to listen to him. I think it's funny, though, that they want to scare you with that Boston Celtics potential by saying, oh, Rondo was hitting threes. Some major stuff would have happened then. No, that's why it's called the BS podcast.
Come on now. Al, are you intrigued?
No, I'm straight. I wish I had a better explanation than that. But, like, I've heard Kevin Garnett's antics, and he says things, and there's word salad, and Adam Sandler's randomly there in the rewriting history. I'm straight.
Hold on. You don't want to revisit the 2012 Boston Celtics who didn't win a title and were kind of bitter and telling you that LeBron's dead, even though in 2019 he's still doing amazing things? I don't understand.
That's a hard pass.
Okay.
On history... Forged in fire.
He says that with great enthusiasm because, look, Elle, you've startled her. Men love fire. It's always men around the forged and the fire. Let's see what we have here.
Kind of scared of fire, actually.
Justin, you're up first. Are you ready?
Let's put it to the teeth.
Yes. Ooh. That's right. This guy will not abide this gelatinous thing doing anything other than bleeding during this.
All right, Justin. Every chop and slash is deep. Overall, sir, it'll kill.
Thank you.
All right. Well done, Fire Forge guy. Izzy, are you intrigued?
I mean, I feel like all the blood's unnecessary. We know what's going to happen if correct. That hits human flesh.
That's right.
It's kind of gross.
Right. We didn't know it was going to happen when it hits gelatinous flesh, though. L, are you intrigued?
What the hell even was that? Listen, I was going to have to say no because C dropped on the floor anyway, but definitely okay. No for sure. Yeah.
All right. Respect the game, L. L, the game is very important, and you got to respect the game. It can't be no because the C dropped on the floor.
Well, your C is upside down. So, Dan.
Okay, well, there you go. That's all the time we have for today. Our thanks to Izzy Gutierrez. Check out L. Duncan, 7 a.m. Sports Center near you. Thank you, L.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Thanks, Izzy. Dan. I think I'll see you guys manana.
I got to go to the bathroom here. In fact, there's your nugget.
Nice working with you. I think, am I back with you guys tomorrow?
Goodbye, everyone.